had a lot of trouble with this because my printer wasn't working right. And I fought with this thing, and I just knew I was being hindered. But I was bound and determined. I prayed to the Lord, I was bound and determined to figure it out. He gave me an idea, so when I got it up on my computer, okay, my laptop, I went and got my phone, and I took a picture of it. And then I enlarged it enough with my phone. Then I took it over, and I made it larger on the scanner, and I finally got, oh, it's colorful, y'all see it. It's real pretty. It's even got background color. So I was like, oh, man, you really something. The Lord's good, though. So what I thought about, the Lord gave me a thought. The Holy Spirit gave me a thought. And I really hadn't even thought about this until the other day when Wednesday night, that he spoke on our walk. And I don't even know, it was very good, and I understood it all and everything, but for some reason, I just couldn't get away from this one part of it. And so this is going to be an introduction tonight and what I'm going to have for the next couple weeks, maybe. And the glory of God's eternal light. And his light is with us constantly. And our God loves us so much, you know. And so you think about the light and how it came about, and Jesus, the pure light, true light. And I got this thought, and I said, by the Holy Spirit, I started searching the scriptures. The lessons that we'll cover, it's going to take us a while, and I won't begin even then to cover all, because I know it's too much for, I don't know if I could cover it all at all, but I know we'd be here a long time, like everybody says, to go through this. We all know that God's word is inexhaustible. And so I was thinking this too. When we mine God's word, we get more and more of these golden nuggets. I know your dad used to say that, right? Mine, get dig down, get the golden nuggets of the word. And it's really like that, because the more you dig into the word, the more you get in, it's deeper and deeper with it. And so, you don't have to turn here, everybody knows this. But in Genesis 1, I'm just going to start with this. This is the best place to start, I think. I hate this Bible. I don't know why I bring this Bible. I just. Okay, in Genesis chapter 1, it says, in the beginning, God created the heaven and the earth, and we all know that. And the earth was without form and void, and the darkness was upon the face of the deep. And the Spirit of God moved upon the face of the waters. These are the verses I want, 3 and 4. And God said, let there be light, and there was light. And God saw the light, that it was good. Okay. And God divided the light from the darkness. This is quite evident. We know all about it, but I was thinking about it when I read this many times, and I guess God divided the light from the darkness is what caught my eye. And I was thinking, we praise our Creator because of our omnipotent God. All God had to do was just speak, and it came to pass. And it was good. God's perfect. Then our God divided the light from the darkness. Now we know the light is pure, it is good, and it is perfect. And it shows the righteousness of our loving God. And so the other side of the coin is, darkness speaks of all bad and evil and wickedness and all unrighteousness. This speaks of the world yesterday and today. It hadn't changed from when Adam fell. The world was just on a course, a lot of times set for bad. And it's got worse over the years, we know. My grandparents used to think the world was going to come to an end a long time ago. And they told me, my great-grandma thought it was going to be during World War I. That was going to be the end. And they thought in World War II. And so we've been waiting, each generation has been waiting for our place to go home, our time. And I was thinking about the darkness is so bad today. And I think it's so foolish that men think that they can they can figure this all out and fix it. But the trouble is, no matter what they try to do, they can't, because they can't, period. Only God can fix this. He knows what's set on the course. He's all got lined out, and all we have to do is trust in Him and believe what He has to say. And how He leads our life. And so let's turn to Psalms 36, and we're going to read verses 1 through 4. This is the dark side, by the way. 36, 1 through 4, Psalms. Okay. The transgression of the wicked saith within my heart that there is no fear of God before His eyes. Actually, that there is not really in the original translation, original text. But anyway, for he flattereth himself in his own eyes until his iniquity be found to be hateful. The words of his mouth are iniquity and deceit. He hath left off to be wise and to do good. He deviseth mischief upon his bed. He setteth himself in a way that is not good. He abhorreth not evil. So he wants evil. He searches for evil. He searches for everything that's bad. He flatters himself. He thinks he knows everything. He's a foolish, brutish man. And if you look out in the world today, that's what you see. So many people are just that way. They have no time for the Lord. They have no time for the Lord, period. And I'm even talking about Christians that go to church every Sunday, but they really don't have a lot of time for the Lord. If they're only going to church 1 hour a week, trust me, for what God has given us, the hope of eternal life, 1 hour is not enough to study the Word of God. And I'm really not going to waste any more time on wickedness, because I don't like to talk about it too much. We can all see it for ourselves. We see it everywhere we go. So turn with me to Isaiah. I just picked out a few of these. I didn't want to bog down too far because I've got more to get into next week. So this is just kind of a starting point, just touching on it lightly. Isaiah 60, verses 1 through 3. It says, "Arise, shine, for the light is come, and the glory of the Lord is risen upon thee. For behold, the darkness shall cover the earth, and gross darkness the people. But the Lord shall rise upon thee, and his glory shall be seen upon thee. And the Gentiles shall come to the light, and kings to the brightness of thy rising." It says, "Lift up thine eyes around about and see all they gather themselves together. But they come to thee, thy sons shall come from afar, and thy daughters shall be nursed at thy side." You know, I know that this is speaking of our Lord, as arise and shine, for the light has come. And it's a prophecy of the Lord coming. And but God, our Heavenly Father, He's the one that brought the light into the world. He's the one that divided the darkness from light. And Jesus, we know, and we're going to talk about Him next time, about how He is the true light. And it says in John 1, so. Let's see, I want to go back to Psalms. Psalms 1, actually. I got my other Bible. When we went through this, Gordon started this out. I got writings all over the place, so I thought about bringing it, but it's kind of smudgy and everything. I can't read what it says half the time. Psalms 1, verses 1 through 3. "Blessed is the man that walketh not in the counsel of the ungodly, nor standeth in the way of sinners, nor sitteth in the seat of the scornful. But his delight is in the law of the Lord, and in his law doth he meditate day and night. And he shall be like a tree planted by the rivers of water, that bringeth forth his fruit in his season. His leaf also shall not wither, and whatsoever he doeth shall prosper." And the Psalms, you know, has a lot in there. David writes a lot of these Psalms about in distress and being around people that are after him and the counsel of the ungodly and the wicked, you know, after him all the time. And, you know, but he always seeks the Lord. He, no matter what happens, he knows where to go to. Blessed is the man that walketh not in the counsel of the ungodly. We do not walk in the counsel of the ungodly here. We walk with our Lord. And you think about it, it's a really great privilege to do that. A lot of people, when I was younger, I went to church and stuff, and Sunday school and stuff. And I remembered a lot of it mostly from Sunday school. I might have slept through church, I'm not really sure, but because I was a little guy. But I do remember a lot of the Sunday school teachings that I didn't think I would ever remember, you know, because they're a long time ago. Man, I'm old now. And so, but I do remember them because when I first came here and the songs were sang and different scriptures, it just like, what? Oh, wait a minute. It's like a little bell went off, you know, and I remember hearing it, and I remember my grandma saying, or my granddad, you know, and so forth and so on. And of course, all my aunt and uncles, they were believers, and so I'd go stay with them, but they made sure that we went to Sunday school and learned a lot of stuff, so I'm really thankful for it. Psalms 18, if I didn't say that already, and I want to go to verse 28. I'm going to skip around a little bit in this psalm, but 28 says, "For thou wilt light my candle, the Lord my God will enlighten my darkness." And we'll just go on down here a little ways. "For by thee I have run through a troop, and by my God I have leaped over a wall. As for God, his way is perfect. The word of the Lord is tried. He is a buckler to all those that trust in him. For who is God save the Lord? And who is a rock save our God? Is it God that girdeth me with strength and maketh my way perfect? He maketh my feet like hinds' feet and setteth me upon high places." So God does all these things for us, okay? You know, David's talking about here. Really, really what God does for us, it's really a rewarding thing that he does because he cares, right? We heard about it tonight in the wreck and her testimony. God does care immensely for each one of us. We are his children, and he loves us dearly. And all he wants is us to know him and to learn more about him in his word. It's very important. Let's see, 30. Yeah, I went further anyway. So we're done there. Let's go to Psalms 19. Psalm 19, 1. We're going to read a couple verses here. And I like this, what David says here. "The heavens declare the glory of God, and the firmament showeth his handiwork." Right? It's amazing. Where am I? 8. Well, let's just read well. Verse 2. "Day unto day are their speech, and night unto night showeth knowledge. There is no speech nor language where their voice is not heard. Their line has gone out through all the earth, and their words to the end of the world. In them hath he set a tabernacle for the sun, which as a bridegroom coming out of his chamber and rejoiceth as a strong man to run a race." So all these things, he's just using these things as examples. And a bridegroom, well, we know about that, right? And so in verse 6. "He's going forth as from the end of the heaven, and his circuit unto the ends of it, and there is nothing hid from the heat thereof. The law of the Lord is perfect, converting the soul. The testimony of the Lord is sure, making wise the simple. The statutes of the Lord are right, rejoicing the heart. The commandment of the Lord is pure, enlightening the eyes." Right? That's so wonderful. "The statutes of the Lord are right, rejoicing the heart. The commandment of the Lord is pure, enlightening the eyes." That's a wonderful verse right there, isn't it? Let me go on down. "The fear of the Lord is clean, enduring forever. The judgments of the Lord are true and righteous altogether. More to be desired are they than gold, yea, than much fine gold, sweeter also than the honey and the honeycomb. Moreover, by them is thy servant warned, and in keeping of them there is great reward. Who can understand his errors? Cleanse thou me from secret faults. It says, keep back thy servant also from presumptuous sins. Let them not have dominion over me. Then I shall be upright, and I shall be innocent from the great transgressions. Let the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be acceptable in thy sight, O Lord, my strength and my redeemer. There's a lot there, right? But think about it. Started out with the heavens declare the glory of God. The word also declares the glory of God. God is so willing to protect us from the enemy, give us the needed light to keep us from the darkness, right? On our journey. Our God always sustains us when we seek him. That's the key, right? When we seek him. Well, I'm telling you, we should seek him, what? All the time. I don't care if you look at your smartphone and you got an app there for the Bible, the Word. Mine rings, what, 3 times a day? And it goes off and it gives me a verse. So I have to go look at it and look at it. And it goes, bing, bing, bing. And so I look at it because I think it's kind of neat because it's kind of a reminder, you know, and whatever's going on. I'm usually trying to take a nap. But studying the Word is important, and I find that there's times even when we're at home and there's really not a lot we're doing, you know, she'll grab her Bible and I'll think, well, yeah, I'm going to go read something, or vice versa, or we do it the same. But she's doing her own thing, reading what she wants to read, what the Lord has prepared her to read, and he also does the same for me. And so, you know, he sustains us when we seek him. You know, he still sustains us when we sometimes don't seek him like we should. Because the Lord loves us. He's not going to just forget about us and drop us off the deep end. He's loved us since creation. And we know that he already had a plan to bring his own son down here. That we would have a redeemer and have a right standing with God. But you know, think of all the stuff that you try to learn, you know, on a regular basis. School, like Kathy does, teaches school. There's a lot going on. But I'm telling you, and God knows this, you got to exist in this world. You got to go to school. You got to get a job and all this stuff. But, you know, you still have time to read the Word. And you still have time to pray for one another. Maybe you just want to pray to the Lord. Just talk with the Lord. And that's really what we should be doing. We should be taking the time that we have to meditate in God's Word. And when you'd be surprised, well, I'm surprised at how much I can learn. And I try to read a little more often because I forget a lot sometimes. And I like to go back and read over stuff. And we've got all of the notes that we've kept for, I don't know, 20 years that we've been here, 24 years, whatever it is. And they're buried somewhere. I got some here. We got some in the closet. We got some there. But there's one right after another. When we went downstairs and we did Daniel and we did all these different things, you know, that we studied down there. And we'd have a little test, make us keep reminded of what we read, you know, what we studied. I always thought that was pretty good. I enjoyed it. It actually taught me a lot. So let's go to Psalms 27, verses 1 through 8 says this. The Lord is my light and my salvation. Whom shall I fear? The Lord is the strength of my life. Of whom shall I be afraid? Now we know that you can go over to, I had to go back somewhere. I have a thought. No, I guess it is this. 27:1 also goes with 119:105, right? Thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. Same thing. It means the same thing. Lord is my light. Not only that, he's my salvation. Amen. Why would you walk around in a dark place? Why would you continually make your life dark? Why would you not want light? Just think if you didn't have any light anywhere in the world. If all the lights go out everywhere. I mean, if we don't have any light in the world, it'd be pretty dark. And people would be falling around, running into each other and everything. And people are doing that now because they don't have the light of the Lord. It's like walking around with your eyes closed. They just don't want to take the time. They don't believe it. They don't want to receive it. They can't conceive it. They can't do anything with it. They just don't care. And I've heard people say all along, well, the Bible, it's kind of funny. You can't really understand it, right? To the natural man, you cannot. By the Holy Spirit, you can. God allows us the opportunity to take in the Word and give us understanding by way of the Holy Spirit. After all, the Holy Spirit's what made all the men that wrote the Bible was all by the Holy Ghost. The Lord is my light, my salvation. Whom shall I fear? The Lord is the strength of my life. Whom shall I be afraid? When the wicked, even mine enemies and my foes, came upon me to eat up my flesh, they stumbled and fell. Though an host should encamp against me, my heart shall not fear. Though war should rise against me, in this will I be confident. One thing I have desired of the Lord, that I will seek after, that I may dwell in the house of the Lord all the days of my life, to behold the beauty of the Lord and to inquire in his temple. For in the time of trouble he shall hide me in his pavilion. In the secret of his tabernacle shall he hide me. He shall set me up upon a rock, our Lord. And now shall my head be lifted up above my enemies round about me. Therefore will I offer in his tabernacle sacrifices of joy. I will sing, yea, I will sing praises unto the Lord. Hear, O Lord, when I cry with my voice, have mercy also upon me and answer me. When thou saidest, seek ye my face, my heart said unto thee, thy face, Lord, will I seek. Think about that. When thou saidest, seek ye my face, my heart said unto thee, thy face, Lord, will I seek. This is the important part right here, is seeking the Lord. Seeking the Lord, getting into the Word, and continuing on. So if we just continue to read and meditate on God's Word, several things here. Meditate on God's Word, read His Word, meditate on God's Word, stand steadfast in faith, and look for the Holy Spirit to guide and teach us, to walk in the light of the Lord, right? So now we're going to take a long way over here. We're going to go to John 14. I didn't want to read all this about the Comforter and the Holy Spirit. I just wanted one thing out of here. 26th verse. Jesus' words. Jesus, the way, the truth, and the life. He's talking about all these things. But we want 26. He said, well, these things have I spoken unto you, being yet present with you. But the Comforter, which is the Holy Ghost, whom the Father will send in my name, he shall teach you all things and bring all things to your remembrance. Whatsoever I have said unto you, peace I leave with you, my peace I give unto you, not as the world giveth, because there's no peace in the world, give I unto you. Let not your heart be troubled, neither let it be afraid. So I'd say, I got one more thing here in Philippians, and everybody knows this, but I like it. And I just thought of this too the other day. I think Gordon said it Sunday night, actually. Philippians 3:14. And I would just say, stay the course. Stay on the course that the Lord has set you on. And we say this, I press toward the mark for the prize of the high calling of God in Christ Jesus. Right? Let us therefore, as many as be perfect or complete, be this minded. And if anything ye be otherwise minded, God shall reveal even this unto you. I like the way Paul puts that. So you press towards the mark of the prize of the high calling. And so that's a good thing. That's what we want to do. Stay on the course. Stay on the race course. But let us therefore as many as be perfect be thus minded, and if anything you be otherwise minded, God shall reveal that. I think that just shows the grace of God of what's going on here. He lets you know exactly where you are, each and every one of us. And that's what I have for the opening tonight. And so, I like it. There's so much more I could have read, and I did leave some out, actually. But it's a blessing, really. I enjoy it because it's a blessing for me. I get to go over it again and learn some more out of it, get some more out of it that maybe I didn't get the first dozen times or however many times I've heard it. We've read this. We've been through the Psalms lately, Proverbs. And I was thinking about all the books we actually been in, and then some of them we haven't been in. But like Song of Solomon, that was a very, really good study in that one. And there's so many that we've read and gone through. Paul's epistles, all of them. We've been through them several times. And there's always more, right?